There's certainly no sheep in Australia that have 2 years' worth of wool on them, so we do get all of Australia's 70 million odd sheep in Australia shorn every year. But yes, as you say, look, it is a classic Australian job. It's a very, very demanding job, and we need to keep training and retaining those shearers.
Why aren't we getting enough coming through?
Well, look, I think things are a little bit in flux in many ways. If there's a, if there's perhaps a mining boom, it's not the easiest way to make a living, to be honest. So, but if you are good at it, if you're professional, as a lot of the shearers are these days, you can make a very good living out of it.
I wonder whether it wasn't something that was that used to run in the people's families, that people would hand down the trade and the craft in generations. Has that stopped?
Look, I think it has to a certain degree. Look, there's no figures around that, but I think people still come through the sheds and see what their fathers are doing and start off as perhaps a rouseabout and move to the table and then try perhaps a sheep or two at smoko time and at lunchtime and then move to shearing. And as a wool grower myself, I've just had a couple of learner shearers in my shed. And look, it takes a long time to learn to shear, and it takes a while to learn to do it well.
So how much does the lack of shearers affect farmers like yourself? What problems does it cause?
Look, I think you don't necessarily get the shearers you want when you want them. So it's a case of providing the best workplace that you possibly can, a clean professional workplace, and have good sheep to shear, present your sheep in the best possible conditions. But so, for example, in Queensland, look, there's a lot of people trying to get back into sheep in Queensland. We've had a wild dog problem up there for quite some time. We're protecting the national flock from dogs, and that's really at the front line of that problem. So as people are getting back into sheep, they're finding shears perhaps harder to find in Queensland simply because there's not a lot of sheep there to shear. So there's a critical mass issue in Queensland, for example.
Does it follow, though, that if you're getting a record price for the wool, that you would also be paying pretty record rates for the shearers themselves?
Well, look, the award is currently at around $3 per sheep, and if you're shearing 150 to 200 a day, that's not a bad sort of an income. But we're training around 2,500 shearers a year, and that's in shed, so people that are committed to shearing and that are already in the industry. We're training well over 2,000 of those, but the issue is also retaining them. So, as I said, if there's another job going elsewhere that's perhaps a little easier, they might go for that. So we have to keep people treating this industry as a profession, one that you can earn a good dollar from. But in the meantime, we also have to look at making shearing easier. Can you shear standing up with upright shearing platforms? We're looking now at robotics, and we're again looking at an easier way to harvest the nation's wool clip.
I did wonder about how much it had changed over the years with technology and the like. How hard is it to train up a shearer to what is an acceptable standard?
Oh, look, it does take a very long time, weeks in many cases, much longer than that. But yeah, we need to keep looking not just at training the best young shearers that we can, but looking overseas at new ways to shear. And that way, we're working with a number of tertiary institutions overseas to look at the latest in robotics, the latest in automated machinery in that sense, and also digital overlays. So, I mean, we have been shearing sheep the same way for a very, very long time, and we haven't had a proper look at this for a long time as well. The industry has spent a lot of money over many years at looking at chemical shearing, chain shearing, upright shearing, all sorts of different ways. And we have to have another go at it now that the industry is in a good position, because can we continue to ask people to work that hard in 10 to 20 years' time?
Show them Sunday Too Far Away with Jack Thompson. Play them a bit of Rybak Shearer. You'll get them motivated in no time, Marius.
Quite possibly. Look, it is a wonderful industry. I don't know if you've ever worked in a shearing shed, Glenn, but it's a great environment, and it is one of those iconic Australian things. We're very proud of it, but it has to modernise.